In this video, we're talking about Jey Uso. We're talking about Jimmy Uso, the Usos, and their upcoming WWE WrestleMania 40 feud, and how WWE should book their big match. WWE has the opportunity to create something special with the Usos feud and match at WrestleMania 40, something along the lines of what we got in AEW with Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes, which happens to be AEW's best match and feud of all time. But before we dive into the Bloodline chaos, if you are a returning subscriber to my channel, I welcome you back and I thank you for your continued support. Now, if you're new here, and this is the first impression I'm leaving on you, I hope by the end of this video, I inspire you enough to smash that subscribe button and join the family right here on YouTube. Now, with it being WrestleMania season, it's also that time of year where WWE and 2K release their new game. This year in particular, it's WWE 2K24. And if you stay to the end of this video, I'm gonna give you some valuable information. I'm gonna tell you exactly how you can get WWE 2K24 on any platform of your choice for free. Yes, so stay to the end of this video. I'm gonna tell you, exactly you, who's watching this very video, how to get WWE 2K24 for free. Now, for wrestling fans, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's WrestleMania season. And one of the biggest matches, one of the most special matches that has yet to be announced, but for sure we're getting it at this point, is the Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso feud, brother versus brother. In this video, we're talking about how WWE should book it, but also I'm gonna give you information as to why this match, this feud, is so very special to WWE. Now, the Usos have gone on record in multiple interviews, specifically one with Ariel Helwani, which, by the way, great work by Ariel. They have said that they want, at least before they retire, which hopefully isn't anytime soon, they want to have a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. This was during Money in the Bank season, where they faced and defeated Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. So this has been in the works for quite some time. After that, we kind of saw the Usos split. Jey Uso going on to do his singles thing on Raw, and Jimmy Uso just costing him every chance he gets, whether it's a tag team title opportunity, whether it's a Undisputed Universal Championship opportunity at SummerSlam, or if it was what we saw on Raw recently, costing him the Intercontinental Championship against Gunther. So from that point on, it's pretty clear we're getting Jey versus Jimmy at WrestleMania. Now, how should WWE book this match? Like I said at the beginning of this video, this match has the potential to be so very special. Why? Let's start off with this. Philly is the city of brotherly love. What does WWE fans love more than great storytelling? We love families fighting. We love the violence and the demolition. We love people ripping each other apart. So what better place to do it, to rip apart this family even more, to rip apart the bloodline, brother versus brother, in the city of brotherly love? It just makes perfect sense to do it this way in Philly. And at the end of the match, why not have them reunite and reform the Usos? Now, I'm going to be going all over the place with this video because there's so many points I want to hit. So please bear with me. Follow along as best as you can. So we're talking about Jey versus Jimmy at WrestleMania. Has yet to be announced, but come on. We know this will be the match for WrestleMania 40. In Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, brother versus brother. It's right there in front of you, WWE. Capitalize. What I think this match should be is, well, I said originally a street fight. But why not go along the lines of the bloodline and keep it in the family as we've seen? Why not make this match tribal combat, which is essentially a street fight? Anything goes. Brother versus brother. We've seen this before at WrestleMania. I believe it was WrestleMania 25, where Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy in a street fight took place. So we've seen a style like this before, but I think this has the potential to really be something extremely special, because if they were to have this match, whoever wins, get this fighting out of their system, this hatred out of their system. And at the end, they realize they're better together, which Jay has been doing quite well on his own. But besides the point, if they were to reunite to reform the Usos at the end of this match, it would be such a beautiful story because we saw them main event WrestleMania 39 for the tag team titles just last year. We've seen them in matches at WrestleMania for tag team gold over the years, going back to at least 2013, 2014, where their matches were kicked off the main card. They were put on the kickoff show constantly, year after year. And finally now, they've main evented as a tag team for the tag team titles. And now this year, they'll be one-on-one. What better way to just revive the Usos after a year away from each other to have this match reunite in the city of brotherly love? All of these beautiful moments are written on the wall. It's right there in front of you. WWE has to just reach out, grab it, pull us in at WrestleMania 40. Now, another key point is there are so many freaking members of the Bloodline where if you want to include them in the Roman Cody match, okay, Solo may be in that match. But there's other Bloodline members that we can see. One specifically would be Jacob Fatu, who is a free agent, and a lot of people want to see him in WWE. I want to see him in WWE. You probably want to see him in WWE as well, and he would be a great fit in the Bloodline, so why not introduce him here? It would just make sense. And you can do so many phenomenal things where you bring him in and you bring somebody else in to kind of even the score. And hell, why not even make a special guest referee, which, by the way, would be helping promote WWE 2K24 with the new edition of, or the return edition of, the special guest referee mode. Which, by the way, if you stay to the end of this video, like I said before, I'm going to give you all the information you need to know on how to win WWE 2K24 for free. Yes, for free. So back to what I was saying. Special guest referee for this match. There is a specific Hall of Famer that is related to both of these men. Let's see, maybe it's their father, WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi. Why not make Rikishi the special guest referee in a tribal combat match between Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso? Maybe we're just adding too many things to this match, but I think it would be brilliant to utilize all these aspects to really bring out the emotion where fans truly have to pick. They have to get emotional as to which side of the Bloodline they are on. Are you with Jimmy Uso or are you with Jey Uso? We have to start building this feud as if it were a war, as what we saw at Money in the Bank with the Usos versus Solo and Roman, what we saw with Tribal Combat at SummerSlam with Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns. There is just so much build here that they can capitalize on. And like I said, Philly, the city of brotherly love, you reunite the Usos, you reunite the family at the end. Roman does his own thing with The Rock and whatever is happening over there with Cody and the crybabies and all the millions and all that stuff that's going on. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about the Usos. Now, something that I think is really important to point out here is that a lot of people claim that the Bloodline is dead, the Bloodline is over, it's stale. Well, there are so many Bloodline members, real Bloodline members outside of WWE, who are either in different companies or they're free agents yet to be signed. There's so many other Bloodline members outside of the company that WWE could essentially bring them in at any time and just keep refreshing the Bloodline with new members and new stories for so many years to come. And this Bloodline group and story can last, it can last years, which I wouldn't mind personally, but I know a lot of fans, they get tired of storylines pretty quickly nowadays. I know a lot of you would enjoy it, and I know a lot of you wouldn't enjoy it, but the idea is there that there are so many members that WWE can bring in, you know, where you can have Jey versus Jimmy, and then you can have small groups start to develop here. Jey Uso, becomes the tribal chief of his own version of the Bloodline, and Jay's there with his. And you got Roman and The Rock as their duo with their special enforcer Solo. Or it's a big puzzle of different Bloodline members. You can do so many cool things with. And I think it's time that we start including the women in this storyline. Why not develop the Bloodline story into the women's division in WWE? We have Nia Jax. We have Tamina Snuka. We have Ava Raine, The Rock's daughter at NXT. We have Naomi. All of these women are a part of the Bloodline family. They are there. It is available to you. I think it is about time we include all of the Bloodline members and we really just bring this thing to the, it already is at the top of the professional wrestling world, but why not make it go even higher? There's just, like I said, so many special, cool things that they could do here. And a significant thing too is that what I was saying about the Bloodline being stale or it's done or over, you know, having a main event of Roman Reigns defending his championship for the 8th time, by the way, tying the record with Hulk Hogan for the most WrestleMania main events ever. Then you have the inclusion of The Rock, who could potentially headline Night 2. We know Roman and Cody are headlining Night 2. Roman or The Rock can headline Night 1, whether it's the tag team match with Roman and The Rock versus Seth and Cody, or it's Cody versus The Rock, whatever. You can have one Bloodline member main event Night 1, one Bloodline member main event Night 2. Jay versus Jimmy, another Bloodline match involved on the card. Nia Jax on the card, Naomi on the card, Solo on the card. You can have multiple Bloodline matches at this year's WrestleMania, both nights. So when fans say the Bloodline is dead or the Bloodline is stale, is it really? Because there are so many things happening that nobody's really paying attention to that is connected to the Bloodline. And then we have all the free agents that can come in and refresh the storyline, refresh the group. This is a generational time in WWE with what is going on with the Bloodline. Now to reel it back in, Jay versus Jimmy. WrestleMania 40, the City of Brotherly Love. You have them beat the holy hell out of each other in tribal combat with Rikishi as the special guest referee. And at the end of the match, they reunite to recreate the Usos, a stronger, better bond. Jay finally gets his revenge on all that the Bloodline has taken from him. Jimmy Uso finally stands up for himself and says, screw Roman Reigns, screw Solo, we are the Usos, and we are going to reclaim the tag team division in WWE. There is so many beautiful moments that can come from this, and I'm just all excited for it. We're just a few short weeks away from WrestleMania 40, so we need to strap on our seatbelts down the road to WrestleMania. Wear a jacket because Philly is cold, but we are on the road to WrestleMania, and what a ride it is going to be. Now, if you're at this point of the video, you've made it to the end. You did it. You got through my yapping away phase. And I promise you, I will give you all the information you need to know on how to win WWE 2K24 for free on the platform of your choice. Now, down in the description of this video, you will see the link for a giveaway. It is one of my biggest giveaways yet. I'll be giving away two codes for WWE 2K24. You have to click that link. It takes about 5 seconds or less to fill out your information to enter into the giveaway pile, or whatever you want to call it, raffle, whatever. To input your information, submit it. Under 5 seconds, you get in on this giveaway. And in the next video, I'll be announcing the winner. Stay up to date on my Twitter or X. It's at The Angle Joey. You can go follow me there to get all the information as the winners and all that good stuff. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok. All the handles are at The Angle Joey. so many different engaging videos, topics, all great things like this about pro wrestling, all there. At The Angle Joey, all platforms, I'm everywhere. I'm sitting here waiting for you. So yes, join the giveaway, sign up under 5 seconds to submit your information and get your copy, your free copy of WWE 2K24. Now I wanna thank you for watching this video, enjoying this video. Comment down below who you would like to see win Tribal Combat. I'm not saying that is the official match. I'm just giving my prediction here as how WWE should book it. So comment down below, let me know who you think would win the match between Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso at WrestleMania. Will it be Jey Uso, who gets revenge on all that the Bloodline has taken from him? Will it be Jimmy Uso, finally establishing himself as a singles competitor, as the older brother, the better brother of the Usos? So let me know down below what you think. Thank you for watching this video. If you are a returning subscriber, thank you so much for your continued support. I always appreciate you. And if you are new here, I hope this entire video inspired you enough and motivated you enough to smash that subscribe button as Roman Reigns would and join the family here on YouTube. I want to thank you for watching this video. Go watch another video. I'm going to post one here or here or here or here where you can get more information on WrestleMania, more interviews that I've done leading up to WrestleMania, and go watch more content right here on the Angle Podcast YouTube channel. See you later.